This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Tu ka le rata mangisha le toro le faufong ve pela fa toga papa di maka fa toga nete. E le mo go tla go le rata le go lola badimo ha ba inhliziyo ya me. E ya pelu ya ka ngisha le naga o latela le rata. Zanda za kuza. Kharebe be le go ka kwa Eastern Cape empa a golela ka kwa Durban ka kwa KZN. Hey, Nelly Maleke, Bongo Beats, Babu Tio Titi, Oki Max the Mix Boy, Who Capricorn, Breakfast, Over Coffee. Kina Limpamachitos, Kisesi, Evi Lekinale DJ Complexion, Ritlo Gutia Titi, we painting the city red, early in the morning.
ZB stand up, ZB stand up, but Max the Mixer, mix for me.
Ini ke khaugata.
Rutu.
Ini khaugata pongwana ka rutu. Ya khaugata pongwana ka. Ili ke lelakalakale lokolla molokolo kwa malekeleke ngo motlhaka motala mare ga lesele mo bosholo msare le tlabule le serutwane. Rutu monopulukwana ga mare ba sokola. Polokwane ga bona na roko polokwane ba kharma tantsa polokwane ga bo Maria Love.
Ayi. A ke siya le moya. A ke siya le moya si pedi je siya le moya. My goodness.
Straight.
That iconic legendary radio.
You got Capricorn all over your radio.
Ah. Oh, it doesn't even need a script. I took any script or someone do you want to let you tell a larry, Murashia?
Where I come up, I need a rule.
Straighten down.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting up close and personal with a radio legend and an author this morning, Dr. Max, the Mixer Boy, which I Peter, better known as Bramax. We are so honored. I'm shaking from my boots all the way up to my undies, man, because of the legendary man that is joining us in the studio. These are the gods of radio. Give a dimo ba radio.
Kanete, bona live, ba dimo ba phela ba radio. And you know when he walked in, he's a lanky man, really tall. And when he walked in, our producer says, it feels like our boss is walking in the studio.
Yeah.
That's the respect. And he literally carries radio in himself. He walks in and we're like, what's we have a very long way to go.
Humbled, humbled, humbled.
Welcome.
We are hoping that at the end of this conversation, we would have really drank enough from your fountain of wisdom.
Because you
have done this way before we were even born or before we even became ideas. And consistency has been your middle name over the years.
Truly blessed.
Yeah, sure. So as we get to know you today, we want to take this conversation to unearth this, you know, where the passion came from, you know, what inspired this in you. So this is going back to your childhood. It's looking at the kind of family that you are from, the kind of home that you are from, the kind of journey that you have walked. So home is Zebediela.
Home is Zebediela.
Mm-hmm.
A small, intimate village called Matume.
Mm-hmm.
Under the shade of the Matume Mountain. That's where I was born.
Yeah.
On the 26th of March, 1951, which makes me an Aries.
Okay. Okay. And what do they say about Aries? I'm trying to think what Aries is.
In brief.
Yeah.
Nice, but not very nice.
Okay. Okay. Nice, but not very nice.
Yeah.
So Matume, ZB. Now, as you were growing up, like the kind of family that you were in, what was the inspiration? Was it a music-inspired kind of family? Was it a more traditional? What kind of a family were you born in?
Matume was a very small, intimate, warm village. But very rural, very hidden, very far from many things. So most of my early days entertainment were village cultural, traditional dances, songs, plays, and those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And Papa re mare ma. My grandfather was a great poet.
Okay.
If you like, he was a village griot.
Oh, yes. That's powerful.
Yeah. He called himself Matatsaba Lalebo Samalopia Tulumracha Monogamarima Told.
Yeah. My goodness, that is so beautiful. So, a very traditional kind of cultural inheritance that you had. And obviously, language, you know, must have been a very strong part of that.
Very.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about griots.
Yes.
Who were exposed to what many people refer to as sangomas, or according to the late Dr. Philip Taban, Malombo. Malombo was the most powerful entertainment for us. Okay. For example, today you guys would say on a Friday like this, Didumakai.
Yes, sir.
In our time when we said on Fridays at school, we say, where are we going to?
Yeah.
It means Malopo Ailowakai.
Oh.
Okay. Where is Malombo happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then would go there and sing. The Malombo songs are so full of idiom and very rich in culture and language.
Yeah,
that's where most of these things were happening. But we also had religious churches, Chama Masioni, who would also go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's more or less background diaka at that particular time.
Yeah, let's explore a little bit more on your background. Sorry, we were having ice cream earlier on.
You, okay.
So that's why my speech is
affecting
right now. There's this perception that kids that are sent to boarding school, one, either their parents don't have enough time for them, or maybe because they are up to no good behavior.
Yes.
What was the reason for you to be sent to boarding school?
It was my health.
Okay.
As a young kid, I was not that healthy.
All right.
I still remember when I was doing Standard 1.
Standard 1?
Yeah, from village Yaruna, Vaitalena Mochonisport, Hortler Namele Besseretemo, Polokwani, had doctor, Skikamulagali, Nanga Kayemomotropo, because I was very weak.
Okay.
So, kena kwa yahwara kie high school ifika or secondary school, my father felt that I could not be able to cycle to the school, which is not necessarily very far. It's something like 25 km from my village. But my father just felt this kid is not fit health wise. That was the main reason. Yes, but I outgrew all those things as time went on.
Yeah.
Yo. Absolutely amazing. We are going to tap a little bit more into that journey. Joining us in studio this morning over coffee conversation as we getting to know him is Bramax. And these are the legends of radio. I know you have a question. I know you have a compliment. You can find us on 079-899-6226. We'll also be playing some of his favorite songs. We played Zanda Zakuza earlier on. It was selected by Bramax.
Yes.
I would have expected something different, but how? Well, young at heart, eh?
No, you know what? Somebody once told me when I started my career, he said, as a radio presenter, you should know a little about everything.
Yeah.
You should never get lost in a conversation, whether it's about the moon or about the sea. You must be able to have just a simple
conversation. To keep the conversation going.
Yeah, one. So, so musically speaking, I am all over the show.
Yeah.
It can take me to classic, Mozart, Mama. I just love music. So as a result, because I wrote a book about the history of South African music, and I think go botlhokwa gore le ge re lebelela morago re lebelela bo Kipi Moeketsi, bo Abdullah Ibrahim, bo Ibrahim Masekela, ba ba thomileng tsela e. Re be le the young ones. Re tse gore bo Monata, bo Molamo, re tse bo Master KG. By the way, Zanda Zakuza, Udile Skeleton, Master KG.
Yes.
So you need to follow the trends.
Mm.
You know, our industry is very interesting. Muscle. You know, even when people say you are old, I don't understand what they mean. We don't need power. We're not lifting weights.
Mm.
So as long as you can still remember things, you can still see.
Yes.
You can still listen.
Yes, sir.
You can still speak.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Our conversation over coffee continues very soon. And the next song is also selected by Pramex this morning. Joining us in studio over coffee, 079-899-6226. Capricorn FM, Limpopo side of frequency, 5 minutes before 8 over coffee. Conversation continues with Pramex joining us in studio as we get to know him a little better. Why this song, sir?
Ke rata 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 ko shaye ka la baka la gore nako e ke le kua motla ka motla kua re kile ra ba le moeno o mongwe wa gore moshito o tswela pele. This song is from Kabelo's LP and the beat goes on, but I also like the way it was produced.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You can play it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily local, you know. It's an international song.
Yeah.
But I also like the persona, Kabelo, of TKZ.
Yeah. Sure.
You're very good at storytelling and it makes all the sense. You do it effortlessly. And that's one thing that we appreciate so much about you.
Thank you very much.
Is that something that you worked on yourself over time or have you always been like that?
I wasn't always like this. I remember when I started on radio, many people from my village couldn't believe that it's me. As a young boy, I was very quiet. Most of the time, I was just observing. So I fell in love with radio when I was doing Standard 3. I started listening to LM Radio, which was based in Lorenzo Marx Maputo.
Okay.
And I liked the way they were... the way they were presenting and using sound effects effectively. So I started imitating them.
Okay.
But the talent, like I talked about, the talent was there.
Yeah.
But it's very important maybe even to talk to our young guys. Talent needs to be sharpened with skills.
Mm.
You have to research, you have to read, you have to listen. Give yourself time.
Yeah.
But most of all, eloquence is born out of confidence that is born out of preparation.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
I like that.
If you are not prepared,
yes, sir,
you spend most of your time fumbling and panicking.
And laughing.
And laughing. And that is where stage fright wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So once you are prepared, I remember before I could be interviewed for my first break on radio, I was already on tape.
Okay.
Because I used to go into the mountains, Motume is near the mountain. I had a very small radio tape.
Mm.
I would go there and start presenting.
Oh.
Alone.
And then listen back.
And listen back and say, I don't want to sound like this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Because where did that come from?
It came from me listening to LM Radio.
Okay.
So I would try to imitate Harold West. I would try to imitate David Davids. But ultimately, I knew I don't want to sound like them. They are just guiding me. I want to be original.
Wow.
And you found yourself.
Yes, I want to be unique.
Yeah.
Because as I say, it's better to be unique than to be the best.
Yeah.
Because no one can take it away from you.
Powerful. Yeah. I'll take that from this interview this morning.
Yeah.
We do see your messages.
Yes.
We'll go through them after 8. It seems like you'll be taking over the entire interview, but we understand because of the magnitude of this legend who is joining us in studio this morning as we get to know him better. Pramex, the mix boy, joining us in studio over coffee. Conversation continues. I've never been to me, the Temptations on Capricorn Family in Popo Side of Frequency. So Ken and Ron Miller say to Randy Crawford in 76, take this song, we've written it, go and perform it. And then in 82, the temptation say, we are not saying it's broken, but we can improve it and make it sound a little better. I wouldn't lie in front of a legend like Bram Max joining us in the studio. But
you wouldn't dare.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't dare.
Dr. Max Mujapilo is joining us. This is a legendary radio broadcaster and author. We are sipping coffee with this radio legend like no other, getting to know him a little better. That conversation continues after this.
Capricorn Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency.
So, Bram Max, your strongest mantra is, it doesn't matter where you come from, what matters is where you are going.
And it is so true.
And that has kept you going, because from recording yourself and trying to find exactly how you would like to sound like, you eventually did. And that led to you scoring your big gig in 82 when you joined Tobel FM in December.
Yes.
Was that the target, or was that the goal for you when you were working on improving how you sound, how you would like to relate stories, amongst many other things?
Yeah.
Or were you just thinking, you know what, maybe one day something will open up, but for now I'm really not fussy about where I would like to end?
That was my target.
Okay.
It was my target to elaborate on that. In those days, you wouldn't be on radio unless you had been a teacher.
Yes, I've heard that before. Yeah.
And that is exactly the reason why I went for teacher training. I didn't go to a teacher's college for going to the classroom.
It was to end up at
I wanted
radio.
To qualify for the mic.
Wow.
So it was always the target. I would listen to our presenters at that time. They called us announcers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't like that very much. Because if you can just imagine what an announcer does.
Yeah.
No, we're not announcers. We are presenters.
Yeah.
I listened to them. At that stage, I felt our radio was a bit tame.
Tame? What do you mean by tame?
What I mean by tame is when you're listening to the radio, it's like you are sitting in a classroom listening to a teacher.
Oh.
Because they were teachers.
They were teachers, you know.
Definitely.
Yes.
But
so,
then, the mandate is not only to educate.
To entertain as well.
To entertain? To inform?
Yes.
If we like, infotain?
There we go.
Edutain?
There we go.
So this tame was not there.
Yeah.
According to me. So I wanted to go there and, for lack of a better word, revolutionize the radio.
And you did revolutionize the radio. The sound that you came with and this identity that was created, Max the Mixer, you know, the Linus, mix for me. You know, how did you come about with that? How did that come about? How did you create that? And the little things that you were saying in your present, we did the Rutu.
Yeah.
You know, so how did that come about?
When I joined radio, in brief, I was supposed to join TV. There were auditions for TV and I came out in flying colors.
Okay.
But when I was supposed to start and I wanted to know what my job description was, I found that that was not what I wanted.
Okay.
They said I was going to be a reporter. And I said, what is a reporter?
Yeah.
And they explained it. I said, no, I'm a front man.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, actually, I'm not a TV person.
Yeah.
Sent my results to Tribal FM. At that time, it was Radio Lobo.
Yes.
So that is how it happened. Nekerato tali paiskopo mutropo. Hake buwakod kota sing. Kikwecha longole lerin. Tomorrow morning, you must come for audition. Suko SABC Polokwa.
That's the way that you book it. The test list is the magi. La paka la sepila.
Ow. Ki join 1982 December after
the reported
yes.
Yeah.
So that is what happened. By the way, so I joined radio at that time. So when I joined the radio, I remember like it was that interview or those auditions. I was the only one. So almost everybody was there to see what this guy, they say he's from TV, is going to show us.
Yeah.
They didn't know. When they gave me the red light, I gave it back to them. I was ready for, you know, So when I started, a group of announcers came after me, some months after me. I was fine and comfortable until these young guys started imitating me.
But you know what they say about imitation? Sometimes it's flattery, but I know it can destabilize you. Mara, you know what's going to happen?
That is what made me say, no, I want to be unique. Then I came with Rutu.
Yeah.
These are concepts you cannot just imitate.
Signature song.
Yeah, how got up.
Yes.
When I go commercial.
Yes.
So I created a radio lingo like no other.
That no one could come and copy because it's about him, Paul Diankant.
Definitely. But most of all, the studio, just straightforward. But I chose a young sound engineer called Stephen Galane, may his soul rest in peace. Nekita Liena mu SABC over the weekend. On a Sunday when it's quiet, we go into the studio. We start experimenting with sound.
Okay.
We roll tapes to create echo.
Oh.
Another tape. In the middle of that, because I was researching, there was a crew in Harlem, in New York.
Yes, sir.
They had this mix for me. I took it, and I took Foster Poppetti's song, and I put all that thing together. Yeah. That's how you hear that thing goes.
Oh,
next the mixer, mix for me. And Lee Oscar's Footsteps, and Michael Jackson's Door, Thriller.
You even remember the elements in the line now.
Definitely.
The sound clips.
And a very particular man. That's what
put them in there.
Yeah.
So that thing gives you a kick when the show starts.
It does.
Because I was using it for the top 20.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. We have interacted with some musicians that have expressed the impact that you have had on their musical career. The likes of Arthur Mafukate, the likes of Mahotella Queens.
Yeah.
Mahotella Queens. I mean, you were also a strong advocate for their music to play anywhere else. Did you have a personal relationship with them? Beyond just the music, you know, playing, were you able to interact with them outside of radio?
Before I came to radio, I was very much in the thick of things in showbiz in Soweto.
Okay.
Because I was mentored by a blind musician called Jimmy Mujapelo, who together with Babsi Mlangeni and Koloe Lebona started the All Rounders.
Okay.
So when I came to radio, the world of entertainment and showbiz in general was very much known to me. So that's how I knew these people.
Yes, sir.
But Mahotella Queens, I loved them so much because they were promoting our language.
Yes.
Rupert Opape, who was their manager and their producer, loved music with a message. So that is how I fell in love with them.
Okay.
And we played their music.
Well, as much as you had fallen in love with them and you're playing the music and there's so much respect for them, we have someone on the line who would like to return that respect to you. Hello, Mama Hilda. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you, Banabat?
Oh, na Mama Rona. Mama Hilda Tuvata, who is a singer.
Lead singer,
not just Mahotella Queens, on the line. Ashwe na mutwali na mama, mutwari nkale foko.
Ramek.
Baga matala ashiko.
Eish, what's up, Banabat? I'm going to speak my language because I'm an African and Ronald read the musician
Yeah. So, I mean, relationship ya gago mama as Mahotella Queens, the kind of support in the crying from Ntate Max Mujapelo. When you think back in a kong ela, koro renka yona.
Those were real radio announcers. Bo Mujapelo, Ntate Mujapelo. Rintwereling yona is because of Ntate Mujapelo. Yes. Recibi was the whole world is because of them. Bara look at the three times, four times, 10 times a day. Ntho e re leng yona is ntate Mjapelo. Hey my God, wang khuma ngwanaka. Those are real radio announcers.
Ntate Ntswarele.
Oh my God.
Ke go letse ga malo. Mo ke neng ke tsama ya bosigo.
Eish. One chat up. Ke ya nke ntate Mjapelo ke bolela ndeng.
Yes, mama.
We are the medisa runa bana
ba balebo
ridumedisa bo mujapilu
boma swara lite
marana alibuwa
re dumelang bana nako ye o bitso Max Mankwane o retha katara mahlatheno o tletse le stage se re ke pele le ntshwe ni basadi
ntshwe basadi ntshwe a di ne le di kosha
ke ne di tsamolaetsa
tsamolaetsa tsena le molaetsa wa mannete ene ke tshola ke ba botsa le bana ba hore rona mo mmino wa rona ne sa releasewe record pela ne rena re 78 ka bontsa ke mo Japelo ne re 78
ke nete
di CD di fitle morao
ke nete
ka ke mo Japelo a ke rena ko no tsima ne re mmino wa rona o fitla ko lone no sa tshe o kenye o raloko same time
yeah
no tsonto ne tsonto o challenge and then le explain the message hore e reng a ke
ke nete
hai na le message a one word it's in writing e tla re fela ntshware o ntshune o motsadi wa go daliwa ka ba re no we cannot play this song
ah
a se message
ke nete says Hilda the legend herself
Oh, Mama Hilda, thank you so much. Ra leboga mme go rutlile and then wa tla wa share ka mogwele go reng le tsebane ka gona le thegane ka gona re re motima go boloke mama.
O ka re ke be ke na le sangwe ntse sampiletse go kliboditse ka ke ke mopedi and that's my country. Tate mo Japelo ke tla mrakela di stock suit face 48 ha ke tsama.
A di tse mo go nne le ke ja ice cream.
Ah, ga botse mma o iphine ka mafelo a beke ka.
Mma,
ra leboga o iphine ka mafelo a beke mama.
That's lead singer of my Hotel Queens, Mama Hilda Tlobatla, joining us on the line and just reflecting on the good times that they've had with our legend joining us in studio as we get to know him. Bramex, let's check out some messages before we wrap up the conversation.
DJ Complexion.
Yebo.
That man is a radio himself. We are really inspired. And he has really revived the essence of radio. If things were really going my way, hai be le tla shuma le no le jo mnya ke la slot nya na sisi wa nya le bo weekend bana ke ba photo ma jana ka bo thembisa ga ke mo kopana wow
no ke fit that
morning team morning for once I thought I was listening to Mutlaka Mutala not Thobela FM but the radio Lebowa when I hear the voice of Dada Max he's a true legend and we love him. Yeah, some of us love radio because of him. So but what finally and I can never dear long or rat radio the way we do. So Ramlevoga Rahupela or Arahulele actually Pilova and inspiration the way he is Ramrat and Tate Max Rawrataki Pixie Tik Momo Kopan Extension 40.
Ralebora
Pixie T.
Good morning team. Thank you for listening to Ntate Mojapelo. Yo, I remember back then, I think it was 1994. Asalwana Kutobela FM, Adiral Nanolela Mino Wabulela. Mpobulela Nete Mutu is a storyteller. Kora Gabulahar Mino Wabulela Kopola Atalosa Pina Engwea Durasimo with pen in hand. Like Nakita Mali and Nakihono Wona. Yo. I Max, you are that Max, no talent and dedication. Give lose it a little more and a rally for some of us. Music because of you. Thank you so much.
Thank
May
you.
The good Lord bless you.
Same to you.
It's absolutely amazing. So we'll wrap up this conversation up next. Rufila Matebula is also on standby. I believe that Pramex also has something that he would like to share with us before he goes. Legendary radio broadcaster and author Ntate Max Mojapelo. Before we let you go, I mean, radio then and radio now, 2022, what do you think we are missing now that we need to work on going forward? And in the same breath, what are your final words that you'd like to leave people of this province with, those that are listening to the show right now?
Let me refer you back to the song I've Never Been to Me from the album Reunion. That song was inspired by an old man who looked back at the way he led his life. He looked at the highlights of his life, the roses, the flowers, the skeletons and the corpses, counting them. But most importantly, he wanted to teach this young man who was passing in the street as this old man was drinking coffee, to say to him, don't do what I have done. I would say throughout my broadcasting career, I competed and won many awards. But I feel truly blessed that at the end of it, I receive accolades without fighting for them.
That is powerful.
Let me take this opportunity to thank the founder of the Lila Semphosa Mashabela, SAMPRA, the Limpopo Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, and all the sponsors of these prestigious awards, including the hottest frequency in town, in the province.
Capricorn FM.
Capricorn FM.
Yes.
You asked me a very interesting question about radio now and radio then. Radio is very competitive today because of technology.
Yeah. True.
The most important thing I can think of is relevance.
Okay.
You can't be relevant if you don't know who you are talking to. You can't be relevant if you don't understand the time in which you are broadcasting. In a morning drive show or a breakfast show, we know gore re bolela le batho ba yang meberekong ba very busy. Traffic reports, but it's also very important to now and then give them time. Some of them rely solely and wholly on radio for time. So being relevant is the king. Other things will follow.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
Loud and clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the fountain of wisdom we have been drinking from
this morning
since 7:30. Ntate Max Mojapelo, legendary radio broadcaster and author, a living legend, joining us in studio over coffee conversation as we were getting to know him a little better. Pramex, we must thank you for allowing us into your space.
Yes.
Because there's not a lot of people that are blessed with this opportunity.
You guys have, I want to thank you very much for the warm reception this morning. You guys have been good, good company for me, and my day is made. But the simplest thing, my love is free.
There we go. Thank you so
absolutely
much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.